The genre-defying trio Time for Three, featuring Zachary Depew violin, Nicholas Kendall violin, and Renan Mayer double bass, are at the Walton Arts Center tonight to give a performance as a part of the 10x10 series. The three are all classically trained musicians who met at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, but their music transcends classification, blending elements of classical, country western, gypsy, jazz, and indie rock. In addition to being passionate about the music they play, they are passionate about reaching out to kids and empowering them through music. When they arrived in Northwest Arkansas yesterday, they spent time at Bentonville High School, where they spoke to over 550 students in the visual performing arts community about their careers, their passion, and to demonstrate their music and speak about anti-bullying. Today, they're doing the same at Rogers High School. When I spoke with bassist Renan Mayer earlier in the week, we talked about the music, but we also talked about this mission statement and why it was so important to the group.
The reasons why we do that, it keeps on blossoming, to tell you the truth. It started out where, you know, we just were blown away that we were in a position in our lives to, to inspire young musicians and young people. And so that was the first draw for us to do it. And then over the years, we've realized that we're not bad at it because of a couple of reasons. We speak the language of sort of just normal people. And we also happen to play instruments that, sometimes are viewed as abnormal, to the bulk of society. Not that people haven't heard of a violin, or a bass, but it's sort of just not, it's not your common thread, like a guitar and drums and bass guitar and all that stuff,
Mm-hmm.
But we realized we're sort of able to, put out an image that is very, very normal and very much so something that people who play like the rock band stuff, like those instruments that I was just talking about, are sort of like, So that's one thing. The other thing to go along with that is that we want to make people feel that they know that it's okay to be themselves and to follow their dreams as long as it's not hurting anybody else. It's great for us to inspire other young musicians to go be professional musicians, and that's wonderful. But, what it comes down to is the odds are against them. And that doesn't mean that they can't do it. But that means that it's challenged because of the numbers. But as far as people following their dreams and doing what they love to do, we feel like that's a very possible thing. And what we try to do is spread that message to young people so they can understand how rewarding it is for us in our lives to do what it is we love. And as long as it isn't hurting anybody, as long as it's ethical, that they should follow their dreams as well. And that's our big, big, big message. We have another message that also has to do with, anti-bullying that goes along with this empowerment message, which is, to let them know that, Time for Three looks all cool now, but, back in the day, believe it or not, each one of these guys on stage were made fun of and bullied at least a little bit at times for playing this instrument, for playing the instrument you see in front of you. And, we feel that relates to some of these kids that we're playing to, if not all of them, that maybe they experienced that for whatever it is they do or for whatever it is they like, they've been made fun of. Sometimes it's very, very basic where you've been made fun of, like maybe your older brother says, oh, you're stupid for doing that. You're stupid for reading that book. Why do you want to read that book? oh, you're stupid for playing the bassoon. Why are you playing the bassoon? Things like that. And so, and other times, you know, seven kids get around this bassoon player in a circle and they beat the bassoon player up because they think that that's the cool thing to do. And so we're trying to say, you know, hey, you know, stick to your guns, stick to what you love. Do this because at the end of the day, you're going to be the one that's celebrating. And that's really the message that we want to, you know, share to you know, the younger generation, just so they know that at the end of all of this, there's, you know, there's just such love and fulfillment and joy for following, you know, your dreams. So that's the message, and that's the reason why we do it. You know, there are these horrible stories about, you know, this poor kid in Rutgers who, you know, was undercovered for being, you know, for being gay, and he ended up committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's just awful, you know, that people, you know, end up having to do awful things to others, and then the consequences can be, you know, that extreme. You know, the other side of the argument which Timer 3 sort of jokes about at times, it's no joke, but we sort of tease each other about it. You know, we were bullied, but we all landed on our feet. So there's one other viewpoint where it's like, well, you know, a little bit of bullying might go a long way. You know, it actually sometimes makes you tougher and all that stuff. And that's true. But that said, I think there are other ways to go about it than, you know, than bullying. And there's enough natural bullying that's going to take place that if everybody, you know, holds their hands and gets together and sings Kumbaya, which Arlo Guthrie talks about all the time, I think we really can prevent a lot of these really drastic things that happen as a result of, you know, young people just not knowing that something is wrong.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think, what makes music unique, like a unique way to reach out to kids and connect with them?
Because music has the ability to widen the senses and to pull the emotions out of people in a way that's unique and special comparatively to just your everyday ant work. You know, with music, you know, we're able to make an entire audience feel. To listen, to sit down, to listen, and to feel. And even a room of sixth graders, even middle schoolers, will be able to spend 5 minutes not being middle schoolers, just being people, and feeling from our music. And at that point, we're able to not just conceptualize, but really get down to the core of what it is that's going on, and then to talk to them after that point. So it's powerful because it's not just the lecture up there. You know, we're up there, we're doing what we love. We're exposing them to feeling happy, to crying, to feeling angry, to feeling a story through our music. And then after the music's done, we're able to communicate a message based on what's happened.
Time for 3 bassist Renan Mayer about why educating kids and empowering them through music is so important. The trio performs tonight at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets are still available by calling 443-5600 or by visiting the box office online at waltonartscenter.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.